We require a renewed focus across all departments. Elder abuse remains under-recognised, under-diagnosed, under-reported and therefore overlooked. Elder abuse can take several forms, including physical, psychological, emotional and financial abuse, as well as neglect. Devastatingly, this often occurs due to the fact that older people lack visibility, protection, care and community-based supports alongside access to services. Only concerted and coordinated action can create a society for all ages. The upcoming Criminal Sentencing Bill will provide an additional opportunity to introduce targeted protections for offences motivated by vulnerability. The Department of Health Adult Protection Bill will also be important to create a comprehensive legal framework for safeguarding adults at risk of harm and enabling those responsible for abuse or neglect to be held accountable. Our colleagues in the south of Ireland are progressing similar legislation provisions through the Criminal Law Adult Safeguarding Bill 2026 to protect those at-risk adults whose ability to guard against themselves against violence, exploitation or abuse by another person is significantly impaired. Additionally, the Minister for Community should respond to Siobhan Casey, the Older People's Commissioner's recent research, which calls for legislation to prohibit no-fault evictions in order to protect a growing body of vulnerable older private renters.